USA Radio News.
It's hot. A potentially dangerous and deadly heat wave simmered in much of the Midwest and South on Tuesday. High temperatures and humidity made it feel like 100 degrees or hotter in many spots. One food truck worker spoke with the Associated Press.
I work inside and I take the orders out here. It's too hot in there. You think it's hot out here?
The National Weather Service says excessive heat warnings are in effect through Wednesday for much of Illinois and Indiana, along with parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and Ohio. FDA advisors endorse the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 6 to 17. The same FDA panel will meet on Wednesday to consider shots from Moderna and Pfizer for the littlest kids, those under 5. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The effects of the crypto winter are rippling across the entire industry.
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were collapsing in price Monday after a major cryptocurrency lender effectively failed and halted all withdrawals from its platform, citing extreme market conditions. It's the latest high-profile collapse of a pillar of the cryptocurrency industry. These meltdowns have erased tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and spurred the urgent call to regulate the freewheeling industry. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
The Nebraska Association of School Boards is the 25th state to leave the National School Boards Association. The Board of Directors voted Saturday to formally sever ties with the national group after it sent a letter last September to the Biden administration comparing actions taken by angry parents at school board meetings to domestic terrorism. The Nebraska group will not pay dues this year. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
GOP Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced her state would pledge a $100 million investment toward protecting its schools. A statement from Reynolds' office said the initiative would provide appraisals free of charge for all 1,500 state schools. It would assess vulnerability and establish a school safety improvement fund and provide up to $50,000 per school to implement recommended safety features. President Joe Biden spent Tuesday trying to push how well the American economy is doing.
President Biden is on the road selling the economy to a friendly crowd at the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Constitutional Convention inside the Philadelphia Convention Center.
We need an economy built from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Because I know when the middle class does well, everybody does. The wealthy do very well. They're never hurt. But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. We'll all help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Elon Musk will answer Twitter employee questions at a company meeting on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.